Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, where do you think? In the kitchen, of course. And it is a good Monday evening to you and AUB at 9:05 on this Monday evening on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. On the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson, Paulie Rosenberg. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666 for another 3 hour schmooze right up until Sal Licata. And Sal coming your way at 12 midnight sharp right here on your fan, New York City.
Here's Rose driving into the corner. Bullock for three. Ties the game at 103. Reggie Bullock with a corner three from in front of the Pelicans bench.
And the Pelicans never were going to give the foul.
Lonzo Ball will look to inbound. Defended by Frank Ntilikina. Tied at 103. Ball gets it into Bledsoe. He shoots. We're headed to overtime.
Rose got a piece of it. Rose, splendid defense. Previously it was Rose with the big dish to Bullock. And now the big defensive play by Rose as well.
5 point, Nick lead.
And they've been able to contain Ingram.
Oh, how about that play by Noel? And he's hurt. Noel back up on his feet as play continues. Nerlens Noel with another huge defensive play. Shot clock winding down. Ntilikina back out. Randle from three with the shot clock about to expire. Julius Randle from downtown and the Knicks now lead by 8. Kevin Knox with the rebound. Last time the Knicks were 4 games over 500 was back in December of 2016. As the Knicks receive a standing ovation from the crowd here at Madison Square Garden, a stirring comeback, and the Knicks win their 6th straight.
And now, the segue to a man who no doubt is having a little bit more enlightenment, a little bit more fun, covering the New York Knickerbockers for the New York Post, and that's Mark Berman. Mark, how you doing?
Doing great, and just listening to that montage, I mean, you hear the fans so vibrant. I mean, I'm at the Garden games, and it really, it's 2,000 fans, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if this continues. You know, they're going to expand maybe to 5,000 right before the playoffs. But could you imagine if 19,000 were in the house yesterday for that thriller?
And a thriller it was for 6 in a row. What was it, Mark? They were down 7 points with about 3:45, a little under 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, 7 with about 4 minutes and 6 with about 1:40.
Right.
They've been playing amazingly clutch basketball the past 2 weeks, the best basketball this past 10 days than they've played in 7 years. You know, since actually 8 years, since the 2012-13 54 win season.
And here's certainly something that you see when things are going your way, when you are becoming and are a good team, And we heard from Stan Van Gundy with what Ball did, what he should have been doing, and what he felt, how the Pelicans just folded at the very end of regulation and lost it all together in overtime. And that's what a good team does it not, Mark? Take advantage of the kind of mistakes. They had a three-point lead. They didn't foul. And Ball, to help defend with Rose driving to the basket, leaves Bullock all by himself. A good team will take advantage of another team's mistakes. And in this winning streak, Mark, the Knicks have done that.
Yeah. Van Gundy was furious after the game on the Zoom call. His quote, you know, being that even an eighth grader knows what to do in that situation with 7 seconds left. And it's a losing culture in New Orleans. I mean, they've had very little success across the years, and Stan Van Gundy has been unable to turn it around. Yet Thibodeau, you know, a friend of Stan's, has been able to just completely transform the culture here this season. As you know, 7 straight years out of the playoffs. This is the first time, you know, since 2014 that the Knicks had played any meaningful games after the All-Star break. And It's a thrill for me because I can't tell you how many nights, you know, you're at the Garden or we're on the road, you know, and the team is 20 games under 500. And you're just trying to find the motivation to write about the game. And usually you're not writing about the game. You're writing about the future. So it's just so fantastic for the Knicks writers to be able to cover meaningful basketball here in, it's April now, but we'll be writing about it in May also.
And they really don't have, I mean, Obi Toppin, you know, obviously he's trying to get more comfortable. I know Thibodeau is trying to give him some minutes, but of course he comes in for Randall when Randall is going to, you know, catch his breath, and you need to have Randall out there. These are those meaningful games, even though he's played so many minutes. But certainly Randall becoming the All-Star, I don't think too many of us expected that at the beginning of the season. His second season for R.J. Barrett, and look how many 20-point games that he has had, how he has made a positive difference, and coming back to the Garden and the Knickerbockers and Thibodeau for a second time is Rose, who was just brilliant. His best game as a Knick, probably, Mark, his best game in years was Sunday against the Pelicans.
Yeah, well, you know, since he came back from COVID, he has not really been the same dynamite player, and he sort of deferred, and he admitted it after the game, that, you know, he doesn't have to do too much on this club because there's a lot of different, you know, good pieces. However, Barrett had fouled out yesterday with 4 minutes left in regulation, and Derek knew he had to really take over and give Randall assistance. I mean, Randall can't do it on his own every single night, and Derek was just terrific. And to make that pass in the final seconds when he could have had an easy layup, but he had the wherewithal to whip it into the corner, knowing a layup is only going to cut the lead to one, and Reggie was wide open. And Van Gundy was furious that they didn't wrap up Rose to commit a non-shooting foul, or the fact that Lonzo Ball had cheated off Bullock and let Bullock pretty much wide open for a three-pointer. I mean, they had to be guarding the three-point line. That's the only shot that could have tied the game. So Van Gundy was just furious. A tremendous victory. I thought it was over. I had my story ready to roll with the Knicks' five-game winning streak ending. Instead, it's 6 and possibly 7 tomorrow when if they could beat the Charlotte team.
And, of course, the Charlotte team and the Knickerbockers, you got 6 teams that are, what, within 3 or 4 games of each other. And it would be nice if the Knickerbockers could finish in that top 6. Right now they're tied with, what, Atlanta for the number 5 seed. So, you know, there is, if they can continue to win, and this is going to be a big game with Charlotte because Charlotte is as close as they can be just about to the New York Knickerbockers. Mitchell Robinson, Mark Berman of the New York Post, he goes out. And here comes Noel. And what do you get? You know, Thibodeau, he may, of course, I mean, there might be some offensive deficiencies. They're not going to be the highest scoring team, but they're certainly among the top NBA teams when it comes to defense. This we all know. And he knows, Thibodeau knows, we know, you know, everybody knows that your offense can really emanate from good, solid, every night, hard work on the defensive end. And two Knickerbockers, you know, Noel and Gibson, I mean, they have been sensational, Mark, with steals and rebounds, and that big block in overtime by Noel yesterday was huge.
So Mitchell Robinson goes down again with a broken foot, and he had broken his hand earlier in the season. I mean, you would never have figured, if Mitchell Robinson had missed most of the season, that the Knicks would still be this good or at the center position. I mean, it's shocking. Noel has been spectacular. He was good at Oklahoma City the last two seasons, but they played a small market, and he came off the bench, and he thought he was going to get a big contract, this free agency, but the Knicks got him for 1 year, $5 million, one of the biggest steals in free agency. He's been incredible defensively, blocking shots. And we were in Dallas, and he had a big block also late in that game on Dorian Finney-Smith. The whole bench was literally jumping up and down in glee. And Thibodeau said after the game, those are the winning plays that you make that just electrify the entire team and give the whole team energy. And that's what Noel does, as does Gibson, who's been terrific. He's in his mid-30s, he's 35, 36. I mean, these are the unsung heroes of the Knicks. I mean, most casual NBA fans know that, you know, Randall is playing like a monster and R.J. Barrett is living up to his number three pick. But the unsung heroes like Noel and Gibson and Reggie Bullock, who's been a starting shooting guard the entire season. I mean, the guys that going into the season we weren't really focused on. We were focused on Kevin Knox, Dennis Smith Jr., Frank Ntilikina. All these guys are non-factors. You know, Dennis is not even on the team anymore. It's just been an amazing season. I'm still stunned. I still can't believe this is happening.
And, you know, with Julius Randle, what is it now, four consecutive games of 30 points or more. And what was it, the 44-10 that he had against the Mavericks? I saw something where the last Knick to do that, have the 44 and the 10, no triple-double for Julius Randle, but he has, what is it, five, I think, on the season. But that 44-10, the last time a Knickerbocker had that many points and that many boards, Bernard King in 1985, Mark?
Yeah, well, it was three stats. It was the 44 points. It was 10 assists and 8 rebounds.
Oh,
and
okay.
Listen, Julius has been a triple-double threat every night, and that's been an amazing turn of events. Carmelo Anthony had one triple-double his entire career, none as a Knick. He just wasn't the distributor that Julius is, and that's what the beauty of Julius's game is. He's not just scoring his assist total, a double from last season. You know, he's committing some turnovers, but he has the ball in his hands all the time. But the way he's been able to play in that LeBron James-like fashion of scoring and making his teammates better with, you know, beautiful passes, because he's getting double-teamed and triple-teamed, and he's able to find the open guy, and he finds Reggie Bullock a lot. Most of Bullock's three-pointers are off Randall's kick-out passes. So Jeff Van Gundy said on TV the other day that he should be on someone's MVP ballot, not number one, but somewhere in the top three. That could stretch it, but it's not crazy. The Knicks would be well under 500 without him. And the other big stat, he's missed just one game this season. the most underrated thing in the NBA, in my opinion, are guys who play every night, who are durable. R.J. Barrett hasn't missed a game all season. And you look over the Nets, I mean, listen, they're winning, but Kevin Durant can't stay healthy. And health is so important. And Julius Randle will definitely be on the one of the three All-NBA teams, whether it's the second team or the third team.
You think Thibodeau is going to get a number of votes for Coach of the Year?
I think he definitely will get some votes. Is he going to beat out Snyder at Utah? I think he should. I wrote the column several weeks ago. Listen, Utah's been excellent for several years, and Quinn Snyder's done a great job, you know, every year. But to transform a team that where the culture was so awful that New York City could not draw free agents. Players did not want to play in New York City, the greatest city in the world, perhaps, because they felt that the culture, it was a losing culture. And now that has changed, and I think Thibodeau deserves a lot of votes because really it's all about him. Listen, David Fizdale had a lot of these same players, so did Mike Miller, and, you know, they were one of the worst teams in the league. So Thibodeau is showing how important coaching and accountability matter.
Has this Knickerbocker team, with the excitement, I mean, surprising us that they are this good, a playoff team as we speak right now, and if we speak down the road, and I hope we do, that they are a playoff team, has it made it better for you as a writer covering them? Do you have more energy watching this team on a nightly basis like you do for so many years with the New York Post, covering the Knickerbockers, all the losing, the issues with Dolan off the court, everything going on the court that wasn't very positive, wasn't very pleasant. It was like rubbernecking an accident waiting to happen. I would imagine that you get a lift just doing what your job is, doing what you do. I'm sure you have more energy doing and watching a winning team.
It's just night and day. Again, there's nothing more depressing than covering a losing club out of the playoff race. You know, usually in a normal season, it was March 1st. You know, the Knicks would be out of it, and we'd have a month and a half of meaningless games. And, you know, trying to figure out what to write about. You know, Knicks fans, all they cared about was let's get to the lottery and let's, you know, we were writing about the college kids and the free agents that will be available. And to cover these games right now, it's just electrifying, especially since the fans came in. And I've been so amazed by how much noise the 2,000 fans are making. You know, until mid-February, it was maybe February 23rd was the first game that fans were allowed when Golden State visited. And I was skeptical. I said, boy, it's going to be even more depressing maybe with 2,000 fans and, you know, the place is still going to feel empty and maybe not loud. But I from that night, it was just so loud and chanting and energy, and because it was a little depressing covering an empty garden in December and January. I'll be honest, you know, walking in outside the garden, there was no one around. But since February, when the fans have just chanting defense, chanting MVP when Randall's at the foul line, it's just so exciting, and it's 2,000 fans. And now, you know, Cuomo announced, you know, there may be 5,000 fans. They're going to go 20% capacity in a few weeks. So I'm looking forward to that even more.
And they're not going to have a bubble for the postseason, are they?
No, it's just, I mean, the NBA has done a great job. You know, one thing about this pandemic season, and one thing that benefits the Knicks, and I haven't written to this a lot, but, you know, when they're on the road, they pretty much can't leave the hotel. So they're in New Orleans last week, and, you know, Bourbon Street was still hopping. I made one of my first road trips. I've been to Washington, I've been to Philadelphia, and then we went to New Orleans and Dallas. And, you know, Bourbon Street was hopping, but the Knicks, you know, there's no social life in the NBA right now, and that helps the Knicks. You know, Thibodeau is all about basketball, so he's able to get these guys focused 100% on the game and not going out at night. And, you know, and these guys love it. I mean, these are a lot of gym rats on this club, which is perfect for Tom Thibodeau.
And Dolan, for games at the Garden, where is Dolan? In the suite?
Well, funny you should ask. Before the fans were allowed and it was an empty Garden, he would sit in the stands in the 100 level. Mm-hmm. But once the fans started coming in, I guess he didn't want to be around there, so he went to the suite. And in New Orleans, he showed up and he sat at the baseline right by the Knicks bench with Leon Rose and William Wesley. That was his first road game. But Dolan, you know, he doesn't sit at the Garden in his usual spot, which was baseline by the bench, but he did so in New Orleans. So he's been very supportive, and Thibodeau keeps raving about him. And it's ironic because, let's be honest, when Thibodeau was here last and Van Gundy resigned, you know, Dolan was upset with Van Gundy for resigning, and Thibodeau was staying on the staff, and there was some uneasiness, you know, between Thibodeau and Dolan across the years, and that's why he really never got an interview until Leon Rose became the president.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen Spike Lee come in into the right entrance and leave in the right entrance?
We believe he came in the right entrance because he wasn't screaming bloody murder. He came to one game at the Garden, and he was at one game in Brooklyn. So he's back on the bandwagon. I think he threatened last season he wouldn't come back to the Garden, but, you know, Spike likes a winning team. So, yeah, he's been at least one time. If he was there a second time, I missed it. But he'll be there for the playoffs, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. And of the 2,000, have you heard anyone yell out, sell the team?
Not one time. And it's so funny, you know, it seems like ancient history because in March of 2020, mm-hmm. those final few games before the season was interrupted, every night they would chant, sell the team. And one of the last games, they started chanting it, and then the PA system started blaring very loud heavy metal music to drown out the chants. So not one chant of sell the team this season, thank God.
Yes. And finally, happy about your Islanders?
Ahead of the Rangers for sure, and playing very good hockey right now.
Shame.
But the Rangers aren't bad either.
Well, I think Boston has a couple of games in hand, but the bottom line is they're playing very good hockey as long as they continue to play New Jersey. Mark Berman of the New York Post, who covers the New York Knickerbockers, for a half hour now tonight. I can't thank you enough, and I hope we do it again soon. Take care of yourself.
Thanks so much for having me on, and anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.